This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is David Walker. He's the former Comptroller General of the United States, and he's now founder and CEO of the Comeback America initiative. We want to get his thoughts on what lies ahead now for the soon-to-be Republican-controlled House of Representatives, as well as a Senate still controlled by Democrats, but by much narrower margins. He has offered some advice to soon-to-be Speaker Boehner, probably ongoing Majority Leader Harry Reid, as well as President Obama. He's also issued an open letter to Congressman Boehner. And David, thank you very much for your time today.
Great to be with you, Greg.
Obviously, for those who know about your work over the past number of years, it's about the nation's fiscal house, getting in order, getting out of this ridiculous amount of debt that we have, reforming entitlements, and so forth. So with all of those different challenges and priorities out there, where do you suggest that they begin?
Well, first, the Republicans need to understand that this was not a pro-Republican vote. It was an anti-incumbent vote. And therefore, they've been given a second chance to govern in the House of Representatives. The last time they governed in the House, frankly, they weren't fiscally responsible either. And so they need to listen to the American people. They need to constrain federal spending. We need to reimpose tough budget controls. We need to look towards trying to reform Social Security in 2011. And then build public understanding and a general debate about what role government should be, how big it should be, and what do we do about health care and taxes. And those are things we're probably not going to be able to fully resolve until 2013, but we need to start the debate now.
Well, let's talk about some of those things. First of all, spending controls. We've heard some talk about discretionary spending freezes and that sort of thing. What else needs to be done?
Well, first, right now we have so-called pay-as-you-go rules, which means that if you want to end up, you know, adding a new program or having a new tax cut, that you have to pay for it, either through spending cuts someplace else or revenue increases. But unfortunately, the current paygo rules in the House have trillions of dollars of loopholes in them. They ought to close those loopholes. We can't afford to have those kinds of loopholes. Secondly, we need caps on discretionary spending. Discretionary spending has gone up 20% in the last 2 years. Ultimately, we need to cut it and constrain it, but at least we need to stop the bleeding. Thirdly, we need to not allow so much of the budget to be on autopilot. You know, over 60% of the budget is on autopilot and is not decided every year by the Congress. And then we need to set a goal of debt as a percentage of our economy and make sure that we have a plan to achieve it and to maintain it over time.
We'll get to entitlement reforms because that's a huge component, obviously, of the spending in just a moment. But when you talk about all of this budget on autopilot, anytime you try to go after it, of course, and we see this in different states, New Jersey, for example, anytime somebody's money gets threatened, there's a huge fight about it. So how does the majority party, how do the both parties working together go about actually finding areas to cut and cut significantly?
Look, the fact of the matter is the two biggest deficits this country has right now is a truth deficit and a leadership deficit. We need President Obama as well as the Republican and Democratic leaders to be able to tell the truth to the American people about how poorly our financial condition is, about our structural imbalances, and about the threat to this nation's position in the world and our standard of living at home if we don't start making some tough choices. We need a plan, and we need a plan that we can implement in phases over time and in a manner that doesn't undercut the tenuous recovery and allows us to be able to get unemployment down. But with no plan, all you have is prayer. I'm all for prayer, but we need prayer and a plan.
Let's move on to the entitlements now. And you mentioned that Social Security clearly needs to be addressed. We've seen in the last year or so that the date for bankruptcy in Social Security is moving forward rapidly. It's already spending more than it's taking in. And we've certainly seen efforts by the Bush administration that didn't last very long and really didn't get much support on either side of the aisle. What do you think would gain some traction that would actually make a difference?
Look, I've been to 40 states in the last 2 years and talking about a number of specific reform proposals, including Social Security. The truth is, Social Security is now adding to our deficit. It's paying out more than it's taking in. It has a $7.9 trillion underfunding that grows by several hundred billion a year by doing nothing. It's not an immediate crisis. It's not our biggest challenge, but it is our biggest opportunity. So we need to move to reform it next year to gradually increase the normal and early retirement age, but make exceptions for people that are in labor-intensive, manual labor industries, strengthen the benefit for people near the poverty level, provide somewhat less for middle and upper income people. We can solve the problem without more taxes, but to get a political deal, there'll probably be an increase in the taxable wage base cap. And last but certainly not least, we need to add on top of a defined benefit program that's solvent, sustainable, and secure, a new savings account that would be an add-on, not a carve-out, which is what President Bush was talking about.
We're talking with David Walker, the former Comptroller General of the United States. He's now founder and CEO of the Comeback America Initiative. You also, sir, mentioned Medicare and health care reform. Clearly, the health care issue was a lightning rod, and Republicans in the House will try to repeal parts, if not all of it. There have certainly been cost estimates, which originally the Democrats said it would help with the deficit. Now a lot of the estimates say it'll do exactly the opposite. When it comes to these massive programs, where do you start there?
Well, first, we have to be honest about how much universal health care is appropriate, is affordable, and sustainable. The federal government has way overpromised on health care. It had tens of trillions of dollars in unfunded promises before it enacted the new legislation. It didn't focus enough on cost. Health care cost is the one thing that could bankrupt America. So we need to be honest with the American people about what we really should be promising. And secondly, we're going to have to focus on cost. You cannot reduce cost by expanding coverage. It's an oxymoron. And there's broad-based agreement that irrespective of what the short- to medium-term deficit impact might be on the health care bill, the total health care cost as a percentage of the economy will be higher after the legislation. That cannot be allowed to continue.
David, in terms of the American people, obviously they sent a message against the status quo in Tuesday's midterm elections. But in general, do you fear that the public has become accustomed to the role of government in our lives to the point where getting back within the means necessary is going to be a very difficult sell?
We clearly have a cultural challenge. Within the last 30 years or so, American has become addicted to conspicuous consumption and debt. We've been eating our seed corn, living for today, and not preparing and planning for a better tomorrow. That must change. The good news is Americans now understand that something's got to give. You can't spend a lot more money than you make indefinitely without having a day of reckoning. The question is, will Washington get it? Will the president lead? And will the Republican and Democratic leaders work on a constructive basis to at least make some progress in 2011 while teeing up the issues of the proper role of government, health care, and comprehensive tax reforms for the 2012 elections?
Dive into that just a little bit in our last 30 seconds here. You mentioned that a lot might not be done over the next 2 years, but some could be done next year. What should voters and citizens reasonably expect from this divided government in the next 12 months?
Tough spending constraints, meaningful statutory budget controls, comprehensive Social Security reform that will make it solvent, sustainable, secure, and more savings-oriented. Those are the things that we ought to strive for and we ought to demand.
David, obviously major challenges, and the sleeves are getting rolled up as we speak, hopefully. Thanks very much for being with us.
Great to be with you, Greg.
David Walker, former Comptroller General of the United States, founder and CEO of the Comeback America Initiative. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.